Pablo doesn't agree with Aline. But who is right? All Pablo knows is that he sees reality the way it looks to him. But then, how do we actually know who is right? Let's join Paul and Pablo as they explore the moment when our reality takes shape. Today, when Pablo wakes up and looks out of the window, the landscape has completely changed. A wide white blanket covers the lawn that was green only the day before. "Woohoo! I'm going sledding today," Pablo says as he jumps out of bed and rushes down the stairs to have breakfast. Isabel had already gone to work, and Paul, who works from home, had set the breakfast table. Speedy, the family cat, is sleeping as usual, next to the toys that Pablo had brought down from the attic the day before. "You know what, Dad? I'm really happy to give my baby toys to children who don't have enough toys and wouldn't get anything for Christmas otherwise," exclaims Pablo with a very satisfied look. He takes a blue sphere and slides it through the round hole in the roof of a toy house. The sphere makes a loud noise when it hits the floor of the miniature house. He then grabs the red triangle and slides it through the triangular slot of the roof and grabs the yellow cube to do the same through the square slot. "This was such a great game to learn your shapes and colours when you were little," Paul comments. Pablo hurries to finish his breakfast and says, "I'm going to call Aline to go sledding on the slope over there. It's so great that it's snowing this year during the Christmas holidays," Pablo concludes joyfully, and looking at Speedy, he adds, "What a lazy cat. He spends all day sleeping. I can't believe it when there's so much fun to be had." "He's like a lion, and lions do sleep up to 18 hours a day," Paul explains. A few minutes later, Pablo finds himself going down the slope with Aline, his neighbour. All of a sudden, Aline points to Speedy and says, "Hey, look at Speedy. He's always on the go. Actually, that's like all cats." "You are kidding," says Pablo. "He sleeps throughout the day all the time. I'm glad to see him moving around outdoors for once. He hardly ever goes anywhere," Pablo explains. "Not at all. Every time I'm outside, I see him," corrects Aline. Pablo decides not to say anything. He's too keen to keep sledding down the hill until it's time for lunch. And when lunchtime finally arrives, Pablo sits down in front of a bowl of hot soup and sees that Speedy is lying on the sofa sleeping again. "Ha, I was right," says Pablo triumphantly. "Speedy is like a fat sloth who sleeps all day long. Aline pretends that he's always outside, but in the end, Speedy is my cat and I think I know him better than anybody else, including Aline." Paul sees the toy house that is still on the carpet next to Speedy. He gets up, picks it up, and grabs the blue sphere, which he drops through the circular slot in the roof. "Pablo, imagine that the roof had only a circular opening. If it did, what shapes do you think we'd find in the house?" Paul asks. "Well, only spheres, of course," answers Pablo. "Well, or maybe cylinders too." "All right," smiles Paul. "Now, imagine that the roof of this house had only one opening, but this time it's a triangular one. What shapes do you think you'd find on the floor of the toy house then?" Paul continues.
"Well, only triangles, or prisms maybe. I think I'm too old to play with this house now, you know," Pablo says with a sigh of tiredness and fatigue.
"I know you're tired," Paul continues, "but hear me out a minute. You see, our brains work a little bit like this house. You see, when the shape in your roof is Speedy is a big sloth who sleeps all the time, you only get to see him when he's actually sleeping. In Aline's roof, the shape may be Speedy is a wanderer, and she only gets to see him when he wanders around outside her house."
Does that mean to say that we're both right?" smiles Pablo delightedly.
"Well, let's put it like this, Pablo," says Paul. "Speedy sleeps and goes out alternately. But since we don't spend all of our time observing him, we only see what we believe, one part of the reality, the one that our thoughts have shaped here," Paul concludes, pointing at Pablo's head as if it were the roof of the house.
"You know what, Dad? If that's right, I think our teacher is wrong. Again. She always says that she only believes what she sees, And actually, maybe it's the other way round. Maybe she can only see what she believes, Pablo concludes with a smile of satisfaction right across his face. Pablo realises that we have mistaken the cause for the consequence. In fact, we don't believe what we see, but we only get to see what the opening in our heads enables us to see. What if our differences of opinion were an opportunity to observe the form of our beliefs? What if seeing the form which is responsible for our perception made it possible for us to get further openings into the roof of our perceptions? Let's give it a try.